Teacher friends, I recently overheard a conversation that I'm not sure I was supposed to hear, and I wonder if something like this has ever happened to you. So I'm walking into my building, and I'm standing behind two students. And one of the students looks to his friend and says, "You know what? They should have to pay us to walk into this building." And the other friend looked at him and said, "Yeah, they should have to pay us because this is like our job. Going to school is like our job and they pay teachers for their job." And this didn't actually make me frustrated. It put a smile on my face because they bring up a good point. Their job is to be a great student. And our job is to be a great teacher. We get paid to do our job. And we could argue that kids get paid in grades, but the question is, do grades really motivate them to do well? Or would classroom currency inspire them to drive just a little bit harder? Now, whether your students are 6 or 16, I think we can all agree that students these days are not feeling super motivated to give their best, to give their all, to do their best, unless they can see the value in education, which, spoiler alert, is hard for a lot of kids to see the value of education. But some kids are motivated by other factors. And I know that there's a lot of controversy about how we motivate kids, when we motivate kids, and what we, quote, give to kids to inspire that motivation. But what if we could just take a deep breath and create a system where kids could get paid in cash for what they're doing in class? But the currency system would work both ways. What would that look like, sound like, and feel like in your classroom? Well, I did an experiment, and I want to give you all of the details of the experiment because it worked. In fact, I'm going to do it again in my classroom because it created so much momentum. If you are looking for strategies to motivate kids, inspire kids, get kids giving their best and doing their best, then this episode is definitely for you. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Let me give you a little backstory on what started this episode besides the comment of they should pay us to walk into this school. I noticed that the motivation was tapering pretty steadily and pretty sharply at the beginning of the school year. Like August was so good. September was so good. And then by October, this is normal, but by October it was like, wow, the newness has worn off. And then by November, it was kind of feeling like a train wreck in a lot of ways. And whenever we are feeling like things are a train wreck, we can either get mad about it and we can stress and we can spiral, or we can look at the problem and say, okay, how can I fix this? What can I do? What can I change? What can I edit? What can I adjust? And so in that moment where I'm like, my God, I can't get these kids to do anything. My God, these attitudes are terrible. I said, all right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bust out Dollar December. And what is Dollar December? What was Dollar December? It was an opportunity to use classroom currency, to use cash to decrease the chaos in my classroom, but not real cash, not like the US dollar. I was going to use money with my face on it, a system that I have used quite a bit over the years. In fact, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that one idea that I'm using this year is paying kids to read books. That's an amazing episode if you haven't listened to it yet. I'm paying kids in classroom currency to read books of choice to inspire them to read rather than constantly have their face glued to a Chromebook. Check out that episode if you haven't already. But what I wanted to do was take the lack of motivation and the lack of just accountability and say, all right, let's bust out Dollar December. Every single day when you walk through this door, I'm going to hand you a dollar just for being here, just for showing up. You're in class, boom, you get a dollar with my face on it. And every single day, it's boom, you're here, you get a buck. Boom, you're here, here's a dollar. And I did that for the entire month of December. I called it Dollar December. And so kids could be accumulating cash just for their presence. Their presence was a present. Pun bell opportunity for sure. So I was looking for positive ways to pass out this cash, okay? Kids could accumulate dollars. But I wanted this to be as realistic as possible for everyday life. Money management is a skill that our kids need. Money management, I think, is something that we can start at a very early age. And even though a majority of our kids, especially at the elementary and middle school level, don't have jobs, can we help them to learn those skills early with some classroom currency? So for example, here's a dollar for being in class. Put it in your binder, put it in your cubby, put it in your pencil pouch, save it, right? But there's also things that cost money in class, and it costs money if you need to borrow a pencil. That costs cash. But I'll also let you keep it forever. Like, here's a new pencil. Give me a dollar. So this currency system works both ways. You can get extra dollars for doing extra awesome. You get dollars taken away if you're being a hot mess and I've asked you multiple times to stop talking or stop turning around. Like, that costs a dollar, okay? And so this was an opportunity to kind of readjust, realign. And I was doing this with both seventh graders and eighth graders. But I've also done this with high school kids, and I've also done this with upper elementary, and there is motivation behind it. And I think this is also real life. You know what it stopped? It stopped these kids from being like, they should pay us to come into the school. We can't pay you to come into this school, but I can pay you to come into this classroom. I can do that. And the question of, but what are we going to do with the cash? That's a great question. Like, in the real world, I can take my teacher paycheck and I can invest it into the future. I can save it for upcoming things, or I can spend it right away. And the same thing happened in my classroom. You can save it for the future, or you can spend it right away. And we're going to talk about some of those things, some of the specifics, in the second part of this episode, which is coming up in like 1 minute. I'm not sure if you've heard the huge news, but there is a brand new virtual course that is coming out this spring, and it's called 180 Days of Awesome Relationships. What is a virtual course with me? It is a 21-day fun, flexible virtual learning environment where you get tons of ideas, tons of motivation, tons of engagement to help you have an incredible classroom with both staff and students, because this course is all focused on relationships and how we can accumulate those little moments of awesome with staff and student connections. This is amazing for school culture. This is amazing for classroom camaraderie, and it's brand new. This course has never been offered until right now, and I want to invite you to be a part of it. Registration is open now at www.monicagenta.com/courses. That's Monica, GENTA.com/courses. courses. If you have never done a course with me, this is a good one to start. If you've done every other course with me and you've been looking for another one because you're like, girl, I've taken all five. When's the next one coming out? Right now. It's coming out right now. And I want to invite you to be a part of it. I promise you that it is going to be filled with those little moments of awesome that have the power to change everything in the forms of videos, discussions, live Facebook events where you get to dive into specific questions and answers with me and hundreds of other passionate educators who are looking to find 180 days of awesome in their schools with their students. Check out monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up for this brand new course that is fun, flexible, and you can earn up to 15 hours worth of official PD credit. I promise you won't regret it. Let's celebrate relationships and 180 days of awesome together. So during the entire month of December, kids were accumulating these dollars. I called it Dollar December. And if you're already stressing out because you're like, girl, it's the spring. If you're listening to this at the time of recording, you are probably like, what? It's already February. It's already March. It's already April. Well, don't worry. You can call it Money March, okay? Bust this out in March and call it Money March. Call it Money May. If you're like, what about if I want to try this in April? Call it Accounting April. That has a good ring to it. It doesn't matter when you do it or even if you have like an alliteration title or a kitschy title. What matters is I really do think this is going to motivate kids. But when you deliver this to them, when you tell them the details of it, they are going to ask, but what can we do with the money? What can we buy with the money? How can we spend the money? Which is a valid question. We know as adults, we can go to Walmart and spend our money. We can go to the Chipotle and get a burrito bowl, okay, with extra corn salsa, and don't you dare skimp on that protein, okay? We know that we have the opportunity to spend our currency in that way. But how can we spend the classroom currency? Because I'm going to guess that it doesn't work at an automated checkout line at the Target. So in my classroom, do I have a store? Yes, I do. But in December, we were doing something with staff called Little Debbie December. And this was an opportunity to celebrate staff. That's a great episode, P.S. if you haven't listened to the Little Debbie December episode. But I had a bunch of leftover Little Debbie treats. So were those for sale? Heck yes. You know what else was for sale? Things that cost nothing. Because listen, we're not made of money. And it's ironic that if we're giving kids money, we are spending a whole bunch of our extra money as teachers. Oh, heck no. There's a ton of free items like change my seat pass, wear a hat pass, I'm allowed to bring a Sprite to school pass. Things that don't have to cost you anything other than an open mind. We have a no hats, no hoods policy at our school, but for a lot of our students, they want to wear their John Deere hat. They want to wear their, you know, special hoodie that says like Case across it, which I think is another brand of tractors. I teach in rural Illinois, if this is your first time listening to the episode, but regionally, there are going to be things that your kids want, need, or feel like it would be special if we would just say yes. So what if during Money March or Accounting April, we said yes, and then we let them figure out the rest, right? Like, what's a prize that could cost you nothing that kids could present? Something like, if we pool our money as a class, if we can accumulate $75 as a class, could we skip class one day and go and play kickball together? But we have to accumulate $75 as a class. I would say yes to that. I would 100% say yes to that. Another student said like, hey, you have a no AirPod policy in your classroom. I'm like, yes, that is correct. Because if we're going to listen to music, we're going to listen to it all together. That's what we're going to do. And they're like, but could I buy a pass that if we're doing like 10 minutes of independent work that I could put in my AirPods? I would say yes to that. Every single kid and every single grade level is going to have something different that they're going to feel inspired and motivated to work towards. But my policy on my store is Yeah, I'm super open to your ideas. Let's figure out if that's a reasonable reward and what would a reasonable price be. See, Dollar December, Money March, Money May is really about that motivation to get the kids to perform in the way that we know that they can, to get the kids to actually push themselves a little bit further because sometimes they don't push themselves enough. This is all about making sure that we are setting a standard that is reasonable, that is achievable, and getting kids to buy in. Oh, there's another pun. Getting kids to buy in to the things that we want and need so that they can achieve the best possible results. If you don't have classroom currency, literally just go onto the internet, use AI, use Canva, and create some. I have classroom currency with my face on it because I got really into Photoshop when I was in high school, and so I know my way around the magnetic lasso. And if you have no idea what the magnetic lasso is, you either weren't alive in like the late 90s, early 2000s, or you weren't into Photoshop. But I got into the magnetic lasso. I lassoed my face onto a template. I put my school's name on that template, and I printed those puppies on green paper because that feels like the right thing to do with money, okay? Now, I'm not a bank, so I am not holding on to your money for you. I have had kids come to me and say, I'm not going to be responsible enough to not lose this money. Will you hold on to this? No way, because I want you to develop life skills. No, I will not house your money for you, but you can house it in your locker. You can house it in your binder, in your zipper pouch, whatever. But no, I'm not going to hold your money for you. And no, you are not allowed to put your name on your money because this is currency. It's going to flow in and out of people's hands because you're going to pay me and then I'm going to give that same dollar to somebody else. So no, you cannot put your name on this money because in real life, if I put Miss Gentle on a $5 bill and I dropped it while I was, you know, at the Texas Roadhouse, do you think somebody is going to say, excuse us, pardon us as you're eating all of your Texas Roadhouse rolls, but Miss Genta, we found a $5 bill with your name on it. If you could come to the front of the steakhouse, no one's going to do that. Okay? That was a very oddly specific example, but you get what I'm saying. Part of this is, yes, motivating them for the moment and learning how to set a higher standard for themselves. But the other part of this is for them to develop life skills, organizational skills, financial literacy skills. There are so many essential life skills that are built into this that truly makes it a win-win. So maybe my final question to you is, are you ready to roll out Dollar December, Money March, Financial February to make this something that is good for you and is going to hopefully de-stress your teacher life, but also good for students because it's going to motivate them to manage money and also manage their own emotions and behaviors? I think this is worth a shot, and I would love to hear how this works for you guys when you roll it out. If you are loving this idea and are looking for more simple strategic ideas like this, then I'm 1,000,000% confident that you would love the 180 Days of Awesome Relationship course that is starting in March. Registration is open now. The course begins in March and it's going to be 21 days filled with passion and energy and inspiration and jam-packed with ideas. I would love to have you there. You can go to monicagenta.com/courses to get signed up before it's too late. Because this is the very first time this course has been offered, I do think that it will likely fill up and registration will close. So do not delay. Sign up today. God, that felt like an infomercial from the 90s. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. Reminder, new episodes drop every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your Monday morning commute. So subscribe, follow, and like these episodes. And until the next one, I want to thank you for living this teacher life.